This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The National Football League wraps up its preseason tonight, which means from here on in, the teams are playing for keeps. The league itself, meanwhile, enters the regular season with a big win. The league and 4,500 retired players have reached a settlement in a lawsuit over concussions and head trauma. $765 million is the league's payout. Daniel Kaplan is the football writer for the Sports Business Journal. Dan, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Great to be here.
$765 million is, on the face of it, a lot of money, but it sort of doesn't seem as much as was expected.
Well, clearly not, and I think most people expected a billion to be attached to any settlement. That said, there were a couple of issues that the retirees faced. One was the quite morbid. Many of their members were very sick, could die before the end of litigation. They wanted to get them help now, maybe help extend their lives. And there were many legal hurdles to overcome. The NFL did not have a weak case that this was really a labor lawsuit, and it should be handled within the confines of the collective bargaining agreement.
The other thing, though, that the NFL does get out of this is that it avoids discovery at trial, what it knew about concussions, when it knew it, what it was doing about it.
Absolutely. It avoids discovery, but also realize this, it not just gives the NFL relief in that matter, it gives the players, the retirees relief. They would have had to go through discovery. The NFL would have deposed each and every one of these players, asking them about when they received their concussions. Was it in peewee or high school or college? It would have been a very time-intensive process that would have been hard on everybody. So it's not just the NFL, but everyone involved that probably is breathing a sigh of relief. There'll be no discovery.
What's the money going to be used for, Dan? Do you know?
Well, most of it, $675 million, will be direct benefits to the players and the families of players. This is the good news. Half of that will be paid out over the next 3 years, and then the remaining part would be paid out over the following 17 years.
So to be clear, this is not a hit to the NFL in any way short term.
I mean, you're talking about, I don't know, you know, $25 million per club, and that's before insurance comes into play. Yeah. The Green Bay Packers just reported earnings in July that I think they were about $40, $45 million, so they could wipe this out without even a full year's earnings. So It is not a huge hit to the NFL.
Well, do you think actually that the NFL is done with the publicity hits, the bad publicity hits? I mean, there was the frontline ESPN thing last week. You know, concussions have been around the league for a while. Are they done now?
It's not that they're done. I mean, already you saw the retirees held the press conference, and Kevin Turner, a 44-year-old former fullback for the New England Patriots who suffers from ALS and talks with slurred speech, he was prominently put before the media after oral arguments in the federal court in April and really talked about all his problems and what the NFL had done to him. Today, he got on and he praised the NFL for stepping up. You could already start to see that storyline changing from the NFL did this to these guys and won't give them a penny to now they're happy together.
Dan Kaplan, he is the NFL writer at Sports Business Journal. Dan, thanks very much.
Oh, I thank you.